Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
From props to parlays to totals and spreads, it's time for Odds and End Zones, a feature of the Fans First Sports Network. It's time to sweat it out. Here's your hosts, Ian St. Clair and Adam Malnati.
Adam, it's been a while, but we're back. And we ended the last podcast by saying the Broncos need to get their quarterback. And now that they've released Russell Wilson, I've been on the J.J. McCarthy train for a couple of weeks. Now I'm even more on the J.J. McCarthy train because it's all about arm angles for quarterbacks. And J.J. McCarthy, according to one of his teammates at the combine last week, a linebacker from Michigan, J.J. McCarthy has an incredible arm angle. How, you may ask? He can throw a ball out his butt.
I mean, what a wonderful analogy. Can I read the quote just so everybody has context for those of us who didn't have time to pay attention to the combine because we were at travel baseball stuff all weekend in March. But anyway, like early March, the very first 3 days of March, all I did was, but the quote is, and I don't know who the player is, but he said he's explosive. He's a player like that Patrick Mahomes type that where he can make a play at any moment. You can't just sleep on him when you think he's down. He'll throw a ball out of his butt. Yeah, that's just, I'm imagining Jim Carrey, talking out of his butt, that just, you got a breath mint. I mean, just.
Or Banaka.
Have some Banaka. Look it up, kids. You'll love it. But you mentioned a word and I want to go back to it, and it's not about the butt. And throwing a ball out of it, which is a hilarious visual if you're thinking about that. And it was the word train. You're on the J.J. McCarthy train. I'm imagining, because here we are in Broncos country, which I am now seeing as a big amusement park, right? And there's different rides and such. And we are taking a train that runs through the amusement park, and we keep ending up back at the carousel. It keeps happening. So every time we get on the train, and we've done it many, many times now, we, for whatever reason, keep ending up back on the train. And I'm with you. They need to get their quarterback. I think I've also sort of fallen in love with J.J. McCarthy. I don't think it's going to be a dream realized, unless the Broncos do something drastic, which they may choose to throw as many draft picks as they can, because they've decided F them picks is the philosophy they want to live in as well, at whoever they need to move up to get JJ McCarthy. But I think that what we are experiencing right now is an understanding of the necessity of the quarterback, which we already knew about, and the possibility that it might be there. So with Russell Wilson being shown the door, and most of Broncos country kind of arguing about things with, if you go on Twitter or X or whatever people want to call it, and you look at the arguments about, well, you know, would you have, you wouldn't have made that trade. Yes, you would have. It was the contract that was bad, which I'm in the camp of. Russell Wilson isn't the head that should be rolling right now that would satisfy Broncos country. And I'm just going to make this statement, and I have no ill will towards this individual, and people always talk, well, you're talking about people's jobs. This guy's made plenty of money, so calm down. But the person who really needs to pay for the Russell Wilson era is George Payton. He needs to be shown the door, and not because he's a bad guy, not because he's bad at talent evaluation, although you could probably look at his last couple of drafts and go, I don't know. But some sort of statement has to be made about what happens when you make that big of a mistake. Because it isn't just that he went after a quarterback and he missed. You swing and you miss at quarterbacks, ask John Elway about it. It happens all the time, right? He was really good at it. Aside from Peyton Manning, what quarterback did he bring in? Nobody. Well, aside from Russell Wilson, what quarterback did George Payton bring in? The heads have to roll. And George Payton needs to be shown the door at this point. And you would have made that trade. I would have made that trade. He wasn't coming without the contract, so don't talk about the contract. That doesn't matter. You would have given up all those draft picks. Everybody would have. Whoever's listening to this, you would have. You can play the hindsight card all you want. You're wrong. We all celebrated together. It was fun. We enjoyed it. We loved it. We're paying for it now. The person who needs to pay for it is George Payton. No ill will. He'll land on his feet. I think he's a good football mind, but I don't think it's a good look for the franchise to have him sitting at the figurehead GM position, because quite frankly, this is Sean Payton's team, and keeping him around. So I don't know when that's done. I don't know when you make that move, but at some point the Walton Penner group has to step in and say, thank you for your service. It's time for you to leave. You hired Nathaniel Hackett. That right there alone, that's the reason to fire him. And I hope that they do.
You mentioned no ill will towards George Payton. There's also no ill will towards Russell Wilson. He may be a gomer off the field, cringy, a goof, cringe, but he also does great stuff in the community. And he really is a great guy. And it just didn't work. And I don't know if it's because he's washed. I don't know if it's because he can't play the position anymore. I don't think it was a great fit for Nathaniel Hackett. We've talked about this. The only way you go and hire Nathaniel Hackett is if you think you're getting Aaron Rodgers to come with him. Shannon Sharp had an interesting observation on First Take on Tuesday morning where he said Aaron Rodgers played the Broncos for the sole purpose to get his buddy a head coaching job and to get a pay raise from the Packers, which wouldn't surprise me because Aaron Rodgers is a giant D-bag, but that's beside the point. It just didn't work with Russell Wilson in Denver. And at some point, you're right. You have to have accountability. Now, everyone listening to this, everyone not a Broncos fan, knows the organization is being run by Sean Payton. He is going to make the call on the quarterback that they get, if they trade up, what picks, who they go after in free agency in a week, who they restructure, who they release, who they trade. That's going to be decided by Sean Payton, not George Payton. George Payton is basically a figurehead filling space. And whether they wait until after the draft to move on, it feels inevitable at this point, doesn't it? I mean,
yeah,
they're just holding on to have him try to evaluate whatever picks they have remaining for the draft at the end of April. And then they're going to move on because they have to. You don't, and you're right about the contract, which is fascinating. Russell Wilson isn't even going to play under that contract extension. But the trade doesn't happen if that extension isn't a part of the deal. So now we just have to embrace the carousel and hope Sean Payton gets his guy.
Yeah. And again, I don't think it's a carousel. I want to disagree. I want to go back to what I said the last time we had our show. It's an evil funhouse. It's a haunted funhouse with mirrors and smoke and clowns that pop out of different places. It's more of a clown show, but it's a scary clown show. Like we're in It or some garbage like that. And so it isn't fun, and it won't be fun until it gets fixed. And the biggest issue that I have with all of it right now is that if you look at what the Broncos are doing, and I think that sort of pivots us to what the Broncos are doing as far as a plan. There's so many different avenues they could take. And Sean Payton is someone who there's also been discussion on Twitter with people about whether or not he's really a good head coach, which I think is hilarious. And, you know,
is
his offense antiquated? How about you just get an offense?
No.
I had a guy say something to me today. I work with a guy who's a big Bears fan, and he tried to convince me this morning that Drew Brees was the reason Sean Payton was successful and not Sean Payton was the reason that Drew Brees was successful. And it sort of goes back to the whole, you know, is it Bill Belichick or Tom Brady, right? Was it Tony Dungy or Peyton Manning? Was it John Elway or Mike Shanahan? Was it, I don't know. Was
Andy
it Bill
Reid or Patrick Mahomes?
Was it Bill Walsh or Joe Montana? I mean, you can do that with every great head coach.
Phil Jackson or Michael Jordan?
Your choice, right? I think that one.
Kobe Bryant and Shaquille O'Neal?
Gosh, I feel like if you could say two different groups, that might have something to do with the head coach. But I digress.
Red Auerbach or Bill Russell?
I mean... You need to have the players and the coach. You need to have the players and the coach. It doesn't happen if you don't have the coach, and it doesn't happen if you don't have the players. But it happens if you have both of them, right? Like, it's such a silly argument. There's a reason that Sean Payton won a Super Bowl in New Orleans with Drew Brees. There's a reason Drew Brees was able to resurrect his career with Sean Payton.
He didn't have a career before he ended up in New Orleans.
Shoulder, he had a bad shoulder injury and didn't do anything in San Diego, really. So it is a sort of a silly thing when people say, wow, you know, Sean Payton, antiquated offense, no good without Drew Brees. So you're telling me you don't think Sean Payton would be a good head coach at any point? I mean, every single team in the NFL, aside from a few who already have great head coaches, would be like, yeah, we'll take Sean Payton. We want Sean. The Chargers in Los Angeles, after not firing Brandon Staley, knew they messed up because they didn't get Sean. Sean Payton would have gone to Los Angeles and coached the Chargers in a heartbeat over going to the Denver Broncos. I truly believe that. But there was no opening. And I don't know if he would have been good in Los Angeles or not. But he would have had a quarterback in Justin Herbert that people really like. Whether you like him or not isn't my department, but some people really like him. They messed up. I truly believe they messed up. Now, they've got Jim Harbaugh that could rectify that whole situation. I don't even want to think about that because that pushes the Broncos down pretty far in the division, at least in that they have no quarterback now. So what's the plan at quarterback? That has to be the question. It is the only question. It is the question that has been on our minds for 8 years now. Even with Russell Wilson, the question has been, who's the next quarterback? Who's the next quarterback? We're on the carousel that is filled with scary clowns and, named Case Keenum and Drew Locke and Brock Osweiler and Paxton Lynch and Trevor Siemian,
Joe Flacco,
and Mark Sanchez and Joe Flacco and Now Russell Wilson added to the list, and Jarrett Stidham, but that's not his fault. I don't blame him. But I mean, you know, Chase Kelly. Do you remember when there was a push?
Chad Kelly.
Chad Kelly. Exactly. That's my point. Do you remember when there was a push for Vacuum Boy to be the starter in Denver? That, I mean, and if you don't know why I call him Vacuum Boy, look it up. It's funny.
Look it up.
It's funny. We're not going to waste time on it here. But you know, all of those scary clowns are back. They're haunting us and taunting us. And you're right. They need to do something in the draft. Now, is it J.J. McCarthy? I kind of hope so. I don't know how
trade up to. So here's how it happens.
Give me a plan, right? I want a plan. That's really the gist of it all. What is the plan?
It's what I had the last time when we recorded.
Sure.
Trade up to number four with the Arizona Cardinals.
How?
Cardinals don't need a quarterback.
Correct. How do you get
there? They have Kyler Murray.
Sure. How do you get there? What's the package look like? And that's I'm asking that because I think about where the Broncos are with their draft picks. And how few they have. And that's what teams want. They want draft capital. And I have a theory I'd like to posit to you when you get done with this about winning and losing and things like that in the NFL. But so what is the plan as far as trading up to four so that you can get the quarterback that you want?
Pat Surtain, because that limits the draft capital that you'll have to give the Cardinals. Pat Surtain and maybe a first round pick.
So swap,
that's where I would start.
Swap firsts, right? They're going to want your
yep.
Yep. And then give them a future first, and give them Pat Surtain. I would argue that you probably are going to have to throw in a second rounder or a Justin Simmons in there. That's, you know, just because they're going to want more than that. But it's a good starting point. But here's my theory that I have in regards to the NFL today, because I had somebody say to me, same guy, same Bears fan, that, you know, we were talking about what the Bears should do. And he said, well, you have to win now. And I asked him, I said, do you? He said, yeah, that's why you play football. They're not trying to lose. And I disagree with that. And I'm not talking about the players and the coaches. Everybody always, well, players and coaches aren't going to tank. I agree they're not. But organizations are not players and coaches. Organizations don't care as much about the outcome on the field when it comes to how can we accumulate draft capital and money. And it's all about draft capital and cash at this point. And so when you look at what is the desired outcome for teams, I would argue that for a lot of the teams, especially the ones that look like they're going to be picking higher in the draft, they look at their draft picks as possible commodities that they can then trade for more draft picks that you can use to gain capital. And it reminds me of this, of Scotty's world, right? The world of Scotty. Right. Scotty always wants more draft picks. Scotty always, you know, Scotty is Mr. Draft guy, right? Bring me more picks. And I think that's how most front offices operate nowadays, that they don't necessarily care about wins and losses as much when they're in the middle to the bottom half of the NFL. They care about draft picks. And so then my question becomes this: should that be what Denver's focus is? Maybe this isn't the draft class that you go get your quarterback. Maybe what you do is you trade out a nine and you get more draft capital. And you say, not F them picks, but bring me them picks. Because maybe that's how you build your franchise. And I know I see you shaking your head, and I'm not saying that that's exactly how it should be done. I just wonder if that's the thought process of front offices that are in the same position as the Denver Broncos are right now.
So my counter to that,
please do, by the way, I hate this theory.
You have a new ownership group that has come in, is in 8 years of shit, just raised ticket prices again.
Sort of amazingly.
You're on a short leash when it comes to this fan base because of how bad the product is on the field. You don't have that luxury if you're Greg Penner. If that's how you're going to go, you're turning into Dick Monfort. And that's not going to fly in Broncos country. It will not fly. They're already having empty seats at Mile High Stadium. There are season ticket holders who have held their tickets for a long time who have said enough. And I get it. There's a wait list that is years long. But if that's how they're going to run this organization, when you're coming off of Pat Bowlen, who was a Hall of Famer, who prior to the ineptitude of Joe Ellis, was the most successful owner in professional sports over his ownership era.
I mean, George Steinbrenner would like to have a conversation with you about that, but I digress.
It's not going to happen. It will not fly for this fan base.
So then the question then becomes, and I'm sort of taking us in a direction I didn't expect us to go, but I'm gonna go down this road a little bit more because you mentioned Dick Monfort. But my question then shifts a little bit because you mentioned the fan base and whether or not the fan base will take it, right? When we're talking about people who control not just millions of dollars, but billions of dollars, lifetimes of money that we will never experience, right? When you talk about $1 billion, one, just one of them, you can feed, you know, an entire country of people. You can educate an entire state with $1 billion, right? You could pay for that kind of stuff. Poverty could be taken care of it with just one of those. And the Walton Penner Group is worth what? 78 billion, something like that. If my numbers.
Yeah. Last I looked.
Last we checked. So if they're worth that much money, and you're talking about losing the fan base and whatnot, do they even care about that when they're so far removed from the everyday fan who has season tickets and uses Sunday as their escape, when they see it as a long-term investment that maybe they say, well, we're not going to win this year, and we're not going to win next year, and we're not going to win the year after that, but come 5 years from now and 6 years from now and 10 years from now, maybe that's the approach they take. Understanding that you're right, you and it's hard as a fan for us to have been through. We lived through the 80s and three horrible Super Bowl experiences as a kid. We lived through the 90s of some struggles until boom, they won back to back. We lived through everything after that until Peyton Manning arrived. Right, we loved the Jake Plummer era, even though Jake Plummer lost in the AFC Championship game in 05. We hoped that Jay Cutler would be. I mean, we could go back to through our fandom. I mean, go further back to what our parents endured. Right, the old man and your mom living through the 60s and 70s. It's a fan base that's experienced a lot of great and a lot of ugh. But does the Walton Penner Group have enough connection to this particular franchise to care about that? If they've got a plan in their minds that would take them in a direction that would cost us another 4 or 5 years or 6 years or 7 years, but they know they're building something. It matters to them what they're building. They don't care about whether or not we keep our season tickets or whatever, which we don't have season tickets. I just wonder, with billionaires, do they care? And why would they care? You know, when Stan Kroenke is maybe the best sports owner in sports today. Nuggets, Avs, who else? Who am I missing there?
Rams.
The Rams, thank you. I mean, but is that something the Walton Penner Group is capable? I don't know. I know I'm taking us in a slightly different direction from where we would normally go. And we talked about, you got to fire George Payton. Maybe this is why George Payton's still around. Because they don't see it as that big a deal, because they have so much money and they live in their ivory towers, which I haven't gotten to say ivory towers on this show ever. So there's a fun one. And they don't care what they do not care about us. I so almost said eat the rich.
There is that argument, because they are obtuse and they are completely clueless as to what the real world is like. The counter to that is Sean Payton. Sean Payton wouldn't be here. He's a competitor. He wants to be the best. I mean, he actually had a quote at the combine where he said, and this isn't like quote, it's not verbatim, it's context. It's like
summarize.
Where he basically said, we're really, really good at finding quarterbacks. The rest of the league is not. That is the type of confidence and arrogance that Sean Payton has. If what you said is true about the Penners, Sean Payton would not be the head coach of the Denver Broncos. He is not going to wait to find a quarterback. He's not going to wait to stockpile picks. He believes, he said this a year ago when he took the job, this is a playoff team. Had they had a functional quarterback last year, it would have been a playoff team. He is still going to believe that, hence why they moved on from Russell Wilson. Even if it's a rookie quarterback, or if it's a guy that they go out like Sam Darnold, Jameis Winston, whoever. It won't be Kirk Cousins. He's more than likely going to end up with the Falcons. That was the latest rumor on Monday. But Sean Payton would not be the head coach if what you were theorizing about the Penners were the case. He would not be the head coach of the Broncos.
I hate the theory, but I just I don't trust people with that much money. With what I
and I also think that the
immoral amount of money.
I think Rob Walton in general, and I think Greg Penner know what this organization means to this region. They know what it means. They had Randy Gradishar come in for the announcement when he got inducted into the Hall of Fame. If you want to know what this organization means, all you have to do is talk to the three guys who were in that room who played for the Orange Crush. Billy Thompson, Tom Jackson, Randy Gradishar. And then you had Steve Atwater. If you want to know what this organization means, talk to Tom Jackson.
Well, and he's going to get to talk about it when he introduces Randy Gradishar at his Hall of Fame induction. I love that. I love that Tom Jackson's going to be his presenter. I think that's fantastic. That's, you know, just a wonderful thing. And I still don't understand how TJ didn't get the media bump that we always talk about. Just blows me away that Tom Jackson didn't get the media bump that like Jimmy Johnson and Bill Cowher got and that certain players have gotten. But that I guess we should maybe move on from that. So I guess then what we have to get into is what's next for the Broncos moving forward, right? The combine's over. The draft is sort of an April deal. So we've got some time to wait on that. We've got free agency coming up. The Broncos have to do some things because they're going to have some dead money. They're going to have to figure out, restructuring maybe or cutting guys or whatever. So I will leave it to you. I don't know what their next moves are. What do you see in the future coming down the pike?
So before we get into players to target or positions to target, here is a list of players I think should be, could be, will be discussed, have been discussed, could be cut, traded, restructured. Justin Simmons, Courtland Sutton, Tim Patrick, Jerry Jeudy, Garrett Bowles.
It's a big list with some big names. So,
and that doesn't include the guys who are free agents and if they come back, which could be Lloyd Cushenberry, Josie Jewell. At least those are the two that come to mind in terms of.
Yep.
So those are the five to seven players under contract or who are free agents to keep an eye on, because that decision will come before we get into the legal tampering period, which is an oxymoron and doesn't make any sense. It's like controlling your own destiny. And I'm going to be on my soapbox again. I'm not going to go off on it.
You sure? Because the Swallows of Capistrano are returning. So I do feel like it's time for you to make mention of it.
I can't. Not going to do it. So that's what's lingering and what is next for this franchise before we get into positions and players that they'll target come next week.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.